From Spark and Anvil and Depth Quest, this is Kling in Chapter 1 of the Depth Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced by a Gemini 2.5.
Kling is a young limpet, a small, tough cone of a shell with a strong foot underneath. She lives on a rock at the very edge of the sea, and twice a day, her whole world changes completely. At high tide, the ocean covers her, and she glides about, grazing. At low tide, the water drains away and leaves her out in the open air, so she clamps down hard onto her rock and waits. "This," she says, gripping tight, "is the in-between, and I am built for it." Limpets are champions of holding on. Kling made the in-between her home.
"Most sea animals get to be wet all the time," Kling says. "Not me. My strip of shore floods and drains twice every single day. High tide, I'm underwater. Low tide, I'm out in the air, in the sun, in the wind." She clamps her cone down onto the rock until it seals. "So when the water leaves, I clamp down and trap a little puddle of sea inside my shell. I hold my own water. I wait. I don't panic. The tide always comes back." That is Kling's one tough marvel. She lives in the hardest, most changing strip of the whole ocean, and she's built to hold on through it.
Kling grew up on the tide line with her family, the edge holders, clamped to the same stretch of rock for generations. They taught the young ones the rule of the in-between. When the water goes, don't chase it and don't fear it. Seal up, hold your water, and wait. The animals who ran out of patience dried out. The ones who clamped down and waited were still there when the tide rushed back. "The edge is hard," her mother told her, "but it's ours, and we know how to hold it." Young Kling learned that surviving the in-between isn't about being big or fast. It's about holding on.
When she was grown, Kling came to Depth Quest. Marlin, her teacher, asked her, "What is the intertidal zone?" Kling clamped her shell down onto the workshop bench with a soft seal. "It's the strip of shore between the tides," she said. "Underwater at high tide, open air at low tide, twice a day. The animals here are built for the in-between. Limpets and barnacles clamp down and hold water. Anemones tuck in. Crabs hide in cool, wet cracks. We don't fight the change. We're made to ride it. Seal up, wait, and the tide comes back." Marlin nodded. "You're in," he said. In her workshop, Kling lets kids try to pry her off her rock, and they can't, because she's clamped down and sealed. And she teaches a few tough things about the in-between. Twice a day, it all changes. The intertidal floods and drains with the tides. Its animals live half in water, half in air. "Clamp down and hold water. Limpets and barnacles seal up at low tide, trapping a little sea inside. That's how they don't dry out. Hide from the sun and wind. Crabs and snails tuck into cool, damp cracks and under seaweed to wait out the exposed hours. Hold on against the waves. At high tide, the waves crash hard. Intertidal animals grip, glue, or wedge themselves so they aren't washed away. It's a hard home and a rich one. The in-between is tough, but it's packed with life, because animals that can take it have the whole strip to share." Kling tells the kids, "Some low tides are long and hard and I want to give up. That's not weakness, that's just the in-between being hard. So I clamp down a little tighter and wait a little longer. The tide always comes back."
Kling clamps down onto her rock as the water drains away, sealing her little puddle of sea inside, and she settles in to wait. And there is no fear in it, only a steady, patient gladness, the sure and quiet contentment of a small, tough creature who knows all the way through that the tide will come back and cover her again.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Kling. Released under Creative Commons BYNC SA 4.0 for educational reuse.
Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.